Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, The Power of Listening. Tom, Tony says that 60% of misunderstandings in the business world can be traced back to poor listening. He also noted that untrained listeners only comprehend 50% of what they've heard, even moments after hearing it. And that comprehension drops to 25% within 48 hours. It's no wonder many of us can't remember what was said at last week's meeting.
You're right, Bill. I mean, that's really amazing. Tony also mentioned that the average person speaks at 135 to 175 words per minute, but we comprehend at 400 to 500 words per minute. That extra time leads to daydreaming and or thinking of other things. Listening is a skill, and Tony has some really good suggestions on how to improve your listening skills in this presentation.
He sure does, Tom. Dr. Tony Alessandra helps companies turn prospects into promoters. He is two speakers in one, a professor and a performer. Or as one client puts it, he delivers college-level lectures in a comedy store format. Dr. Tony offers audiences the opportunity to enjoy themselves while learning practical, immediately applicable skills that positively affect their relationships with prospects, customers, and coworkers. His focus is on how to create instant rapport with prospects, employees, and vendors, how to convert prospects and customers into business apostles who will preach the gospel about your company and your company's products, and how to outmarket, outsell, and outservice the competition. And now, with the power of listening, here's Tony Alessandra with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Have you ever been to a dinner party where you sense the talk wasn't really a conversation as much as a series of monologues? First, somebody tells about their vacation and maybe a dutiful but shallow question or two is asked. Then somebody else brags about his kid getting into medical school, which leads another guest to talk about her own college days. And on it goes, while eyes wander and heads occasionally nod between bites of quiche and sips of wine. You get the impression no one is really listening. Rather, they're just rehearsing what they might say. Maybe they're thinking about how to sound good, how strongly to make their points, or how to outshine the others. As a result, by evening's end, everyone will have talked, but people really won't have communicated much or gotten to know each other very well. Unfortunately, many of our everyday conversations are like that too. While we hear, we only pretend to listen. Listening doesn't just mean shutting up while someone else speaks, though that's a good start. But listening, I mean real listening, takes more work than that. It's more than the physical process of hearing. It also takes an intellectual and emotional effort. To get a full appreciation of the other person and what's being said, you need to ask questions, give feedback, remain objective, figure out what's really being said and what's not being said, and observe and interpret body language. Good listening draws people to you. Poor listening causes them to drift away. People view poor listeners as self-centered, disinterested, preoccupied, and aloof. Poor listening leads to lost clients, lost political campaigns, lost marriages, and even lost causes. One University of Minnesota study discovered that nearly 60% of misunderstandings in the business world can be traced to poor listening, and only 1% to written communication. It's been said that we listen more than we do any other human activity except breathing. And most of us probably think we're better listeners than we are, but few of us listen as effectively as we should. And since the average worker spends 3/4 of each day verbally communicating, and more than half of that listening, there's a lot at stake. There's five basic reasons that we fail to listen. First, listening takes effort. It's more than just keeping quiet. It means really concentrating on the other person. An active listener registers increased blood pressure, a higher pulse rate, and more perspiration. Because it takes so much effort, a lot of people just don't listen. Second, there's enormous competition for our attention from radio, TV, movies, the internet, books, magazines, and much more. So with all these incoming stimuli, we've learned to screen out information we deem irrelevant. Unfortunately, we also mistakenly screen out things that are important. The third reason is we think we already know what someone is going to say. We assume that we have a full understanding right from the start, so we jump in and interrupt. We don't take the time required to hear people out. Listening takes effort, and there is competition for our attention. The fourth reason has to do with the speed gap. That's the difference between how fast we talk and how fast we listen. The average person speaks at about 135 to 175 words a minute, but comprehends at 400 to 500 words a minute. For the person who's not listening well, that's plenty of time to jump to conclusions, daydream, plan a reply, or mentally argue with the speaker. At least, that's how poor listeners spend their time. And the fifth reason we don't listen well is because we don't know how. We do more listening than speaking, reading, or writing, but most people have never had a course in listening. An untrained listener is likely to understand and retain only 50% of a conversation moments after it's finished. This retention rate drops to 25% just 48 hours later. So, an untrained listener's recall of a conversation that took place more than a couple of days ago will almost always be incomplete and usually inaccurate. No wonder people seldom agree about what's been discussed. Active listening is unquestionably the most powerful and most demanding level of listening because it requires the most mental and emotional effort. The active listener refrains from judging the speaker's message and instead focuses on understanding his or her point of view. So the active listener concentrates on the thoughts and feelings of the speaker, including what's not being said, as well as the actual words being spoken. To listen actively means suspending your personal thoughts and feelings. It means giving attention solely to the speaker. It means sending out verbal and nonverbal feedback that tells the speaker you're absorbing what's being said. This is important. If you expect to get the speaker's support, he or she needs to know they're being heard. To reach this highest level of listening effectiveness, you need to develop six separate skills. I've combined them into an easy-to-remember acronym, CARESS. Concentrate is the first one. Focus your attention only on the speaker. Acknowledge is second. When you acknowledge the other person, you visually and verbally show your interest and attention. Third is research and respond. So ask questions and seek feedback about the other person, including his or her interests and objectives. Next is exercise emotional control. Here you have to deal with highly charged messages in a thoughtful manner and wait until the entire message is received before reacting. Fifth is sensing the nonverbal message. Be aware of what the speaker is saying with his or her body language and gestures and vocal and intonation. And sixth and last is structure. This is where we organize, prioritize, and evaluate the information as you receive it with the time gap between speaking and hearing speeds. Let's look at each of these skills in more detail. To effectively concentrate on what another person is saying, you must eliminate external noise and distractions. These listening barriers may be in the environment, like noises in the room, other people talking, poor acoustics, bad odors, extreme temperatures, an uncomfortable chair, or visual distractions. Or they could be physical disruptions, such as a telephone or visitors. Another kind of listening barrier is something distracting about the speaker. Maybe they dress oddly or have poor grooming, or they exhibit nervous mannerisms, confusing facial expressions or body language. There's yet another listening barrier that has to do with you, the listener, and it can be either physical or psychological. Maybe it's close to lunch or quitting time at work. You're hungry, you're tired, you're angry, or maybe you have a cold or a toothache. If so, you're not going to be listening fully. You know, a second sort of listening barrier is psychological. Perhaps you're closed-minded to new ideas or resistant to information that runs contrary to your beliefs or values. Or maybe you're bored or you're daydreaming or you're jumping to conclusions. So there's lots of potential distractions, both internal and external, to effective listening. If you can't avoid them, minimize them. You do that by focusing totally on the speaker and paying attention. Here's four specific techniques that will help you concentrate while listening. First, take a deep breath. This will prevent you from interrupting and will provide your brain with invigorating oxygen. Try it now. And as you're doing it, try to speak. It doesn't work very well, does it? Second, consciously decide to listen. No matter who's speaking, pay attention and listen for information that's particularly interesting or useful. You never know what you might learn. Third, mentally paraphrase what the speaker is saying. This will prevent you from daydreaming about irrelevant and superfluous topics. You'll concentrate on the speaker instead of yourself. Fourth, maintain eye contact. Where your eyes focus, your ears follow. You're most likely to listen to what you're looking at. So if you can't eliminate a distraction, use one or more of these techniques. Breathe deeply, decide to listen, paraphrase, and maintain eye contact. They'll help you handle the distractions. The second step of our caress model is acknowledging the speaker. Think about how you like to be listened to. What are the important responses that you look for in other people when they're listening to you? Here are four things most people mention. First, eye contact. When you don't have eye contact with your listener, you may feel like you're talking to a brick wall. Second, verbal responses and vocal participation, such as, yeah. Wow, no kidding. These show interest in what's being said. Third, other acknowledging gestures such as smiling, nodding one's head, leaning forward with interest, directly facing the speaker, and appropriate facial expressions or body language. All of these gestures say, in effect, I'm really interested in what you have to say. And the fourth kind of acknowledgement is making clarifying remarks that restate the speaker's points, such as, now, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that, or maybe even, in other words, the biggest hurdles are, see, if you use these techniques, you'll show courtesy to the speaker. Equally important, you'll enrich yourself by joining in a conversational give and take that increases your understanding. Researching is the third step of our caress listening model, and this is what makes a conversation a two-way street. And it's this two-way flow that creates a meeting of the minds between the speaker and the listener. Researching, as the term is used here, involves asking questions and giving feedback, and it serves many purposes. For example, it allows you to clarify a message, enlarge upon a subject, or go into a particular topic in more depth. It allows you to get the speaker to change direction of the conversation, or It can prompt the speaker to vent feelings of anger, excitement, enthusiasm, and so on. And it also allows you to support and reinforce particular parts of a speaker's message. A listener who doesn't ask questions, give feedback, or make comments at the appropriate time isn't really participating. This creates an information imbalance that can, at best, make the speaker uncomfortable, and at worst, make for major misunderstandings, like the one about former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, who had strong feelings on many subjects, including how internal reports were formatted. Annoyed that a certain report writer hadn't followed the guidelines, he kind of scribbled at the top of the first page, "Watch the borders." Well, the report with the boss's notation made the rounds. No one quite understood, but no one asked the intimidating Mr. Hoover either. So word went out to the FBI field offices to watch the borders, and extra agents were deployed all along the Mexican and Canadian frontiers. Only later was the truth learned. Hoover was objecting to the size of the margins that the writer had used on his memo, not our neighboring country's borders. An emotional overreaction by the listener, our fourth step of the caress model, can be caused by loaded topics, such as ethnic, racial, religious, or political references. Differences in values, beliefs, attitudes, education, speed of delivery, image, and a host of other factors can also cause a disruption in communication. So as listeners, we tend to tune out when we see or hear something that we don't like. As a result, we often miss the true substance of what's being said. When an emotional reaction begins, you'll have an almost irresistible tendency to interrupt, to butt in, to argue. You may feel your pulse speed up, your breathing becoming more rapid, or your face becoming flushed. You may lose your train of thought. Once you recognize this negative emotional reaction, you can redirect it with either of these two techniques. First, pause. Pause to delay your response or reaction. It's the tried and true approach of counting to 10 or taking in a long, deep breath. These can really work to calm you down. And second, imagine yourself calm and relaxed. Think of a time in your past when you were laid back on top of the world and feeling incredibly great. Visualize that experience as vividly as you can. And when you exercise emotional control, you'll find that active listening is no longer a struggle. Sensing is the fifth major component of the caress model, and it focuses on the vocal and visual parts of communication. By using their bodies, eyes, faces, hands, postures, people communicate a variety of positive or negative attitudes, a variety of feelings and opinions, either consciously or unconsciously. The sensitive, perceptive listener uses this nonverbal feedback to structure the content and direction of their conversation. The outcome is a positive continuance of the communication process. Structuring the information, which is the last step of our caress model, is probably the most sophisticated of the listening techniques. As I said earlier, you can use the time gap created by differences in listening and speaking speeds to structure the message that you're listening to. There are three ways to structure the speaker's message: indexing, sequencing, and comparing. Indexing is like outlining, mentally or on paper, what the speaker says. It will dramatically increase your comprehension and recall. Sequencing is listening for order or priority. Sometimes, such as when you're being given instructions, the sequence is crucial. So listen for words like first, second, next, or then and last. Comparing involves discriminating between what's fact and what's assumption, between advantages and disadvantages, and between positives and negatives. You also want to listen for consistency. In other words, is what the speaker saying now consistent with what he or she said previously? This makes you a detective of sorts. It allows you to realize when something just doesn't make sense. And when it doesn't, then you need to ask questions or seek feedback to clear up any confusion. An active listening attitude can help tremendously in breaking your poor listening habits. Exercising such an attitude means appreciating that listening is as powerful as speech. What someone says to you is just as critical as what you have to say to them. Listening saves time and effort. Those who listen create fewer mistakes, fewer misunderstandings, and fewer false starts. Understand that listening to everybody is important and worthwhile. Look for that something that you can learn from each and every person that you meet. Listening is power.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.